just what you sow. Sow good seeds,
sow good seeds,
everybody.
Continue our conversation here in our landscape and garden. We spent the whole first segment talking about growing things. Before we get to vegetable gardening and more growing, let's spend this segment talking about preventing things from growing pre-emergent. We have not had a lot of monsoon rain. When we get a good rain, there's going to be explosion of weeds.
Well, there generally always is. And, you know, so this is a great time of year to do a lot of things. And one of those is when we took the break, you were going to text your wife to change the watering schedule. Make sure you're also adjusting your trees and shrub schedules. They certainly don't need as much water as they did when it was 100, when we had almost 60 days of 110 degree weather. So make sure we're adjusting all of our watering schedules. By the way, you can get a controller and do that from your phone now.
I know.
But,
I've got big plans for irrigation
there
upgrades.
You go. It's also a good time of year, though, to apply pre-emergent herbicides. We generally will get some moisture in the winter. I guess the jury's out whether this is going to be a wetter winter or a normal winter or a drier winter, but probably we'll get a few rains anyway, and that will always lead to seasonal seed germination and cool season weeds and grasses. So if you apply a pre-emergent now before that happens to your rock areas, to your areas that are not going to be seeded for anything, or once your winter lawn is established and has been mowed a couple of times, you can apply a pre-emergent to those as well. So I always tell people kind of fall and spring, you know, maybe between the first day of fall and Halloween is a good time for one application, and again, about the first day of spring, so later in March, is another good time. So applying pre-emergence can save you lots of time and needless effort in the garden in the spring when you'd rather be doing other things.
And if I ended up pre-emerging anticipating I was going to get that we were going to have some kind of monsoon rain, is that pre-emergent still good, or do I have to reapply now?
Probably not. If it did not get watered in and get activated, it probably just solubilized with the heat. And if you applied it before the monsoon, you'd almost need to be doing another application here pretty quickly anyway. You know, 3 to 4 months is probably about all we can expect for effectiveness. So for a couple of reasons, you'd want to do it again, but you do have to water in most pre-emergent herbicides. So time it right before a rain, or you have to go out and manually apply water to get it activated into the soil.
We have been on a real weed crusade at the Whitman Plantation. We got completely overrun. And without the rodeo season from basically March until now, we've had a lot of extra weekends at home. We've just gone on an absolute battle. I mean, I've gone from as old school as a sickle to as modern as Roundup. I mean, and everything in between.
You've declared goats. War. All right.
The hula ho.
Yeah.
We've got a nice 30-gallon tank that's on a trailer you tow behind a quad now, and it comes with a 25-foot wand, and you mix your pre-emergent or your weed killer in
there. Oh, nice.
Just walk around in first gear with one hand on the gas and the other one on the wand. And I tell you what, that has made a huge difference. And just, I mean, every weekend I'll make a mixture because I'll find something. And even if it's just little tiny, you know, pin dot heads I see starting to come up, and just, you know, keeping that clean, it makes such a big difference.
Well, and all weeds and grasses are much easier to control, whether it's with a hula ho or with a spray, when they're young and tender and fast growing and haven't established big, strong roots. So whether you're scuffling them off with a hula ho, or you're spraying them, or you're pulling them, the younger they are and the smaller they are, the better they are. Plus, then you don't have a lot of big dead material that you've got to deal with afterwards once you've either pulled it, scuffled it off, or killed it, that you've got to deal with then.
And being able to use so much more of the property, because you were always worried about what might be in that, laying in that pile of weeds just waiting for, you know, something to come by, snakes or well, you know, predators out there.
I suppose that's, depending on where you live, that could be an issue.
So it's been an all-out war, and I know that there's a lot of net bad press about, you know, Roundup and the lawsuits and everything, but, I mean, when you're looking at the dilution ratio of water and how little you put on a little tiny plant, it's like, you know, a micro speck is falling on there. You know,
well, number one, Roundup has to be applied to viable growing tissue to be effective. You don't spray it on the ground. It doesn't do any good. So that's a waste of time, energy, and product. Number two, use common sense when you spray. Wear the appropriate clothing. Don't do it on a windy day. And you know, follow directions and mixing instructions and put it on properly. It's just like anything. If it's abused or used improperly, you know, then we could suffer consequences later on.
Well, I got tired of being abused by ragweed, and so that has been a huge asset. even the goats wouldn't eat the ragweed. I'm like, all right, we've got to get
you know it's
up
bad
our game
if
here.
If goats won't eat it, you know it's bad.
So we've got we can overseed right now. We can get ready for pre-emergent, but if you don't water it in, just have it ready ahead and be ready to apply it during the next time we do get some rain. We're going to go back to planting. It is fall vegetable gardening here at Rosie on the House.